Hey there, it's the Modern Love Producers. I'm Amory Sievertson.
In celebration of the Trinity Collection's 100th anniversary, this podcast is supported by Cartier.
And I'm Jessica Alpert, and fellow producer John Parati is with us here as well. And as many of you know, this week's episode, which featured Emmy Rossum reading Emma Court's essay, A Millennial's Guide to Kissing, is about a relationship that takes place on an airplane.
And in conjunction with that essay, we wanted to hear some of your stories about interesting places where you met your significant other. And we got so many great ones, we've compiled some of them into this bonus episode for you.
Hi, my name is Okello, and I met my wife, Irina, via Craigslist. I posted an ad shortly before Christmas, and New Year's Eve, she responded.
His ad stated that he had the looks, the brains, and the charisma. So I responded back to it, and I said, hey, looks like we're a match, because guess what? I've got the looks, the brains, and the charisma as well.
We had a few quick email exchanges on New Year's Eve, and then we figured we would talk on the phone, and we were both talking to each other while we were getting ready for our New Year's Eve dates. And it was probably a sign that during New Year's Eve, we were on the phone talking to each other. She told me that she was trying to get away from her date. And I told her, I said, hey, why don't we start the new year off right? And let's have a date tomorrow, which was January 1st, 2008.
He actually quite surprised me. He invited me over to his place and he said he's going to cook dinner for us. And we had a great time. We had an absolutely great time and we had a connection.
And we've been together ever since. We got married on July 1st of 2008.
And fast forward over 8 years, 2016, we are still married very happily with now two beautiful children. And we are living an amazingly fun, happy life together.
Thank you for listening to the abridged version of our story.
So, Jessica, when I got this story from Okello and Irina in my inbox, it just made my whole day.
It's such a good one.
It's a great one. And one of the things that isn't in this version of the story is that just a few years ago, they picked up and randomly moved to Vienna, Austria. So they're listening to us all the way from there.
Wow.
And there's a picture of their beautiful family on our website, wbur.org/modernlove. And all of this makes me think, Jessica, that we all have a story like this, either our parents, our grandparents, maybe our own story. You have to have one in your family, don't you?
I do. And speaking of Europe, let me set the scene a little bit. So it's 1938 in Amsterdam, and my grandfather, who was living in El Salvador at the time, actually heard some rumblings about what was going on in Europe. And as a Jew, he wanted to go see it for himself. So he traveled on his Salvadoran passport. And as he was going, people in El Salvador said, oh, could you deliver this? Could you deliver that? So one thing included a letter. So he went and knocked on the door of this home in Amsterdam, and my grandmother answered the door. And they ended up spending 2 weeks together. And at the end of the 2 weeks, he said, will you marry me? And I will send for you.
And right to business.
Right to business. And, you know, she was ecstatic, went home, told her family. They thought it was hysterical because, oh, come on. Like, you just knew him for 2 weeks and he's going to send for you? Like, this is wartime. Well, you know, he went to Germany, visited his family, managed to get out, went back to El Salvador. And sure enough, he got my grandmother a visa and got her out of Europe in 1938. And she told me, not only did I love your grandfather, but he saved my life.
Wow. I'm struck by the fact that, you know, I was almost kind of inclined to say, wow, it was a different time, 2 weeks, anything can happen. But actually, we got so many stories that would prove that, you know, obviously it's not that different of a
no,
time.
When people, you know, you know.
When you know, you know. I have a story as well. It wasn't quite as speedy as the 2 weeks, but my parents, I found out that I exist today thanks to McDonald's.
Wow.
Because they were working at the same McDonald's together back in the late 70s in San Francisco. So, and then they ended up taking some jitterbug lessons. So,
I love
French
it.
Fries and jitterbug. It's nice. A great combination.
Very nice. Well, speaking of stories, let's get back to yours. This one is from Laura, who lives in Farmingville, New York.
I met my soulmate in 1987 through a wrong number. My girlfriend and I were horsing around, and we decided to call someone whose number we didn't know. So we looked through the phone book, and we called a bunch of people with that last name, and my future husband was one of the people who picked up. And for some reason, he stayed on the phone with me. I ended up calling him every week for 4 months, and then we decided to meet each other. Now we've been together for 29 years, married for 23, and our daughter's going to start college in the fall.
Hi, I'm Vicky.
And I'm Doug.
And we live in Brooklyn, New York. Doug and I met over a mattress. In the summer of 2012, I moved to Taiwan and I left my mattress behind in my Brooklyn apartment.
And in the spring of 2013, I had moved from Seattle to New York and moved into that same room and used that same bed. So 1 month after I moved in, I received a message from my roommate saying that the woman with the bed had moved back to New York unexpectedly and wanted her bed back.
I eventually stopped by and I got to meet the man who had been sleeping on my mattress.
And when she came walking through the door, I was taken aback. She was beautiful. Her smile was electric.
I also was instantly struck by Doug's good looks.
And we've been together ever since. We're coming up on 6 months of marriage.
That's right.
Which is 2 years to the day of our first date.
Yeah, life is funny.
My name is Heather Stoller, and I am from King of Prussia, Pennsylvania. I met my husband through his ex-girlfriend. It's not what you think. Her best friend actually worked for the same organization that I was working for. And he attended a lot of the events that we had through the organization. So I was at a networking event that he happened to be at. And I didn't really want to be there, so I tried to make a smooth exit. And I went to grab my suit jacket. So he stops me and says, you know, this is my jacket. So we got into a very public argument about whose jacket this could be, both of us having put it on the same stool. And he made me try it on. Now, Wesley is 6'1", and I am a measly 5'5". So when I tried it on, needless to say, I was mortified, as he was correct. It was his jacket. So after all of this, he asked for my phone number, and I handed him my business card. And the fall of that same year, we were engaged.
It makes it sound so easy, doesn't it, Jess?
You
just pick up the wrong coat, get a husband.
That's it, folks.
So thank you for all of these. It is such a joy to receive them, to read them, to hear your recordings of them. You can see them all on the Worldwide Modern Love map that we've created. It's on our website, wbur.org/modernlove.
And this map also shows how wide this audience is from all over the place.
Yeah, from Canada to we just got a couple from Taiwan this round. So please keep them coming.
We love it. Speaking of community, you should check us out on Facebook, facebook.com/modernlove.
And of course, if you haven't subscribed to the podcast already, please do so on iTunes, Stitcher, whatever podcast app you use.
Yeah, it's itunes.com/modernlove.
Thank you so much for listening.
Thank you.
In celebration of the Trinity Collection's 100th anniversary, this podcast is supported by Cartier.
I'm Emily Badger. I'm a reporter with the New York Times. Since the pandemic, empty office buildings have become much more common in many cities. Why can't we just turn them into housing? It's actually a really complicated question. To answer this question, you have to find a developer trying to turn an office building into apartments, ride a rickety elevator to the 30th floor of a construction site to see the interior guts of a building. Finds an expert in incandescent light bulbs who can explain to you how they fundamentally change office buildings. And that's just the beginning of what you have to do. When you subscribe to the New York Times, You are sending reporters like me out into the world to ask questions of dozens of different experts, to go and visit places most people don't get to go, to try to come back with answers, and then turn all of that into something that anyone can understand. If you'd like to become a subscriber, head to nytimes.com/subscribe. You need to see the animated floor plans in this piece.